By Ian Thorpe. There's lots of news to pass along this week from the sport of bowling. On the alleys at Brecon Lanes, there have been recent excellent results by local bowlers. Last month, Brecon Lanes hosted Youth Bowl Canada's BC Championships, marking the first time in decades that provincials had been held on Vancouver Island. Some of the best youth bowlers in the province took part, and congratulations first go to Ray and Tiana Britton and their staff for making the event a resounding success. Congratulations also to Brecon Lanes bowlers who did very well at the provincials. The Bantam girls team of Zoe Orth, Jamie McGee and coach Chandra Huard captured a bronze medal, as did the junior girls team of Kasha Holding, Michaela Holding and coach Perry Harder. Earning a silver medal was the Bantam boys team of Reef Bell, Maxwell Hannah Semrock and coach Stephen Laynard. And the Brecon junior girls team of Lornita Phillips, Jessica McGee and coach Perry Harder claimed a provincial gold medal. Which means that the team qualifies for the national championships in Ottawa next month. In other bowling news, Brecon's Everett Hoff was victorious at the Bantam Girls Singles Provincials, which were held in Duncan and will also represent BC at the Nationals. Meanwhile, the Vancouver Island Ladies team recently won the BC Open Tournament in Surrey and will now represent BC at the Canadian Open Championships in Ottawa. Team members were Michaela Eby, Morgan Thiedem and Kim Sundin from Nanaimo, along with Carol Mitten, Deanna Montgomery and Kirsten Gordon from Duncan and coach Fran Clark from Parksville. This marks the first time that a ladies team from Vancouver Island has won the BC Open. The achievement marks another feather in the cap for Eby, who last December made history by becoming the first women to bowl a perfect 450 game in the 45-year history of Brecon Lanes. Whatever your sport, a reminder in closing to play your hardest, play fair, and show good sportsmanship. Read also. Bowler first woman to score a 5-pin perfect game in Nanaimo.